What's up?
Hey.
It's What's Up, A. It's Andrea Allen's show, if you ask me. Every week we find out what's going on in her life, what's happening in the neighborhood. For example, well, first off, hello, Andrea.
Oh, my God.
What are you referring to by making noise with your glass, Andrea?
I'm an apprentice to Hemda, the noisemaker.
Oh, I'd rather you didn't pick up that habit. She does not mind. You'd think at this, after so much humiliation from us, she would not put so many noisemakers around her microphone in
But sometimes it's not the things, it's the actual mic. I am like, I feel like it's in my blood.
It is in your blood.
Hitting the mic, you know, maybe learn to put your hands below the table, but okay.
That would be weird if my hands were below the table the whole time.
Yes, come in and you're like, you have handcuffs.
Yes, let's just handcuff me. That shouldn't make noise. Let's make it leather so it really doesn't make noise.
Yeah, this is Keith's sound. Everything's made of padding and Hemda's handcuffed.
But also,
a neck brace so she can't move around too much.
What would make you guys this happy? You're so excited.
It's the greatest.
It's the biggest bonding thing you guys have. I would take it away from you.
Don't,
and what would
please.
You have?
There's nothing we can do about the mic stand. Maybe not have your rings and aluminum cups, maybe. But the mic stand, you know, okay, it comes from the desk up and you like to put your hands under it and see what happens. That's fun. But the other thing, such as, what did you knock over last?
Hot sauce.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the reason for that being so close to you, knowing that you twitch and shake?
Let me think, because there's got to be a good reason, right? That's why you're bringing it up.
What if we, listen, we need to feel better than you.
Yes, no, this
is
good.
Keeps us together as a group.
And I like that this is a little power, a little get together of minds. Yeah, what do you think? Yes.
I think we should string you up upside down when you record. Not sexually, calm down. And then, but your head is hanging. You're like, you know, the gerbil feeder thing that you were talking about?
Yes,
with
now
water?
We're talking. Yes.
But you're the gerbil thing. Oh. And so you're hanging from the ceiling and you can only talk into the mic.
Oh, I see.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
You know, I just kind of feel like
you're coming down this way.
Yeah. I feel like you're onto something. My only problem is like, there'd have to be like a wooden board on me, because otherwise my head would move and
sure.
then, you know, like just right in there.
You get it. Yeah. You find a way.
Yeah.
What about
okay.
we tape you to the wall, like with vices.
Yes.
And then we only extend the mic to your mouth. You can't get near it with your hands.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think our guests would feel comfortable?
We tell them ahead of time. We give a list of what goes on here.
Yeah, and then if they don't read the email ahead of time,
we'd
belittle
Hemda.
Yes.
So look out for that.
All right. You know what? Things happen. Who cares? What am I, a fuddy-duddy? People can't be throwing things around the room.
You're definitely not a fuddy-duddy. So
thank you. Thank
you. Can definitely
you.
Throw things
Absolutely,
around the room.
Absolutely. Not at all. Yes. I remember when we got rid of the tablecloths in here, you were like, yeah, sure, we can get rid of them. I'm like, what? What?
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Thought that was going to be when you were like, yeah.
I'm yeah, like casually. Like,
crazy says what?
Yeah, like, oh no, this was my idea the whole time to take off the tablecloth.
I don't fucking love the weird tablecloths. Everything's made of cotton ball in here. In your 90s, if Hemda dies, you're just going to record a show on your own. It's going to be in a padded room. And you're going to be shaking like, the sound is perfect. It's finally perfect.
And then my phone's going to ring and it's Hemda somehow. She timed the message.
Yeah.
Is it perfect now? Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Andrea, what I think is fun is when Andrea comes back from being outside. And there's always some story of one of the characters in the neighborhood.
God.
It has been fascinating. Like, I grew up in Queens, and we are in Queens, but I didn't, like, frequent this area. It was more, you know, the locals, they go to the drag race, you know, a few blocks from
with
here.
With all their fucking cars. Yeah. What? This is neighborhood.
And, like, for some reason, even though my school is miles away, a lot of kids from around here went to my school. So it's very Guido-ish.
It's hilarious.
Know? It is hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's very Queens to me. It's, like, very neighborhood, but also very city, but also very neighborhood. And what's funny is, like, this is normal to me. The strip of shitty stores, the
Steinway.
The guy sitting outside.
God.
But when she comes back and she tells me about it, I recognize that that's not normal. it's normalized somehow for me. Mm-hmm. And she'd like, it's so much fun hearing your response to this neighborhood.
I've only lived in Brooklyn and Manhattan, and Brooklyn has its shit too, but I just knew all the Brooklyn shit. Once you move into Brooklyn, you learn.
What's Brooklyn shit, for example?
The weird bodega. There's a lot of weird bodegas in Brooklyn.
That's everywhere though, right? What kind of weird bodegas?
More sketchy. Like Queens is goofy. Brooklyn's like scary, you know? Queens is goofy as fuck. Everyone is just a clown around here. Like there's normal. Also Brooklyn, like everyone's really, in the areas that I lived in, everyone was really hip. Everyone cares a lot about their image or whatever. It's a much younger group of people in the areas that I was in.
And there's like a general consensus of the vibe. I feel like here you have the people who are hip, the people who
everyone's here,
grown up here, and uh-huh. It's different. Yeah.
Well, the particular people who I find the most amusing, it's a tie between the old school immigrants that live here and the new school, like Guido versions, like their mm-hmm. kids. Because there's like regular people like me or just like working people who like Astoria because it's really like, it's a nice, safe neighborhood. And then there's like the old Italian guy who's lived here for 20 years who has like an eye patch and like knows every corner and needs to be respected. You know, I'm like, what are you? And then.
But wait, no. The funniest thing is he needs to be respected.
You're wearing sweatpants and you're 600 pounds.
Whilst sitting on a plastic chair with his friends outside the bodega.
Just, would you like some cappuccino? I can only see out of one eye.
It is their day, it seems. They get their cappuccino and they sip it in a broken chair outside in the sun to make sure their leather skin turns into a Samsonite. I don't know what they do. I assume they're all retired.
The post office people? Fuck out of here. Everyone's 600 years old. They're all like, I can't find a stamp. I'm like, what? Is this your day? It is their day. They go out into the world and they're fucking pissed about basic modern technology.
If things worked out, they would be upset.
Of course. Yes. They love it. They love it. If you complain, this is what I've learned. So now I'm in with all these freaks. You got to be like, oh, this day. And then they're like, yes, good.
That is good. Oh, look, here's the subway right on time in my subway. When does this happen?
Yeah, throw in an extra bruschetta.
Well, that's the thing. You get a lot of specialness
here. I get free things because I know how to whisper into these guys' ears. So there's Rosario, who's the shop owner. It's like a grocery store / they have meats and cappuccino.
Oh, yes. I know that one.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. all like, and I love this stuff. And it's good shit. That's what I love about the neighborhood. Like, they're the original guys. And it's all so cheap.
It's priced like they don't know they're not in Italy and this is imported.
Sure.
Yeah.
And when I lived in Williamsburg, all of this shit was the same, but it was like triple the price. Don't get me wrong. I love kissing these weirdos' asses and getting free shit. But there's that guy and he has like the one squinty eye. He's like always talking about his diabetes. And I got in there and I was like, someone called him Rosario. And I was like, oh, this is the guy. And everyone's like talking to him and like, how are you doing? How's your, everyone knows everyone here. So I'm like, oh, I'm new to the neighborhood. What a fantastic cappuccino. So good. It's so inexpensive. And then he's like, yeah, I've been in this neighborhood for years. Where are you from? Oh, I tell him I'm from Canada. They fucking die because I'm an immigrant. So I'm like them, you know, I'm a young person, but I'm not a shitty young American, you know, I respect the elders. So there's him.
I'm from Canada where we love the mob.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like they're all in the mob, which brings me to the bodega guy. I don't know his name, but he's
the one in the corner.
Yeah, the one in the corner. He's like 5'3" at most, and he's pissed. He's always, he's either so pissed, like, what do you want? You know, everything's like, huh. Can I have a spinach pie? You want a napkin? I work with all these Mexicans. I hate them. And then he hires some Asian. Do you see the Asian he hired?
I don't know.
Okay, so there's he's Greek, and he's so pissed about life all the time. Yeah. he has like a bunch of really nice Hispanic guys that work for him.
He's one of these people, if you give him a thanks, you get back an okay.
Sure, exactly. Dead-faced. He hires some young Asian guy and this like really hip-looking dude, and the guy's in there like checking prices. He comes over and he's like, "What are you doing?" And the guy's like, "I'm trying to look at the..." He's like, "You don't have the Wi-Fi." I'm like, why did you hire within your own race or Mexican people. What is this trendy Asian doing here? Like, this doesn't make sense.
That's what's suspect in this neighborhood.
Sure.
Why are you hiring a trendy non-brown?
Yeah, well, that's true.
I know.
It's fucking weird. It wouldn't be my first thing. And then I realized the only time I see him happy, he'll be happy once a month. And when he's so happy, he's ecstatic.
It's a reverse period.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. He's only happy when he's talking to these shady fucking guys. There's some guys that'll be in there like tatted up, like pockmarked. They look like they're on drugs or have been on drugs. Oh. They just look fucked up where you're like, I don't want to be in the same room as you right now. They're leering. They're buying lotto tickets. And he's always like, it's like he's a paisan or something. And they're like coming in to talk to him. And he's like remembering the good days.
I used to have a mechanic like that. Very Queens. Everyone in there grew up in Queens. Do you remember this? Like everybody had something physically like just fucked up on them. One was
yeah, like you're missing an arm. Like what?
Yeah, one was missing an arm, or like his arm was dead. He couldn't use it. One was limping. One was
all these fights.
Yeah, and super nice guys. Super nice guys. They were always nice. Always called me sweetheart because they're old Queens guys. And I'm like, I don't know, but for some reason I'm okay with you doing that. And it was the same way. It was like everyone's deadpan. The vending machine literally like it had like old sodas that you wouldn't even want. And the secret is you don't want it because they don't want you to use it because it's in the public area. It's in the office where you wait for your car. I once saw a guy use it who works there. Mm-hmm. A beer came out. So they don't want you to use it.
Yeah.
You know? And it was just like what you're talking about, the bodega guy. There was always someone over there, like literally just hanging it. And I would go in the middle of the day. Yeah. That was their conversation.
What are you talking about right now?
Nothing.
Yeah.
The old days. Christ the King, the high school that down the block, you know, and how it used to be. One time they started telling me about the neighborhood. I'm like, yes.
Tell me your secrets.
So good about how like they knew a guy who like ended up.
He knew Frank Sinatra. They all know someone that knew Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Yes. And they all have ties to the mob or know something because this guy was like, yeah. And you know, he ended up like being rolled into a rug and down the river. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Like,
old lead feet.
Yeah. How'd that story happen? Oh, sweetheart, you don't want to know.
You can't even handle it. I think I can.
Well, why'd you even tell me anything?
They want to seem badass in front of you, but they don't want to reveal too much. I think this guy's in witness protection. I really do.
That's everybody in Astoria.
I bet you he has a tattoo on his back that's like a gang tattoo. I really feel this way. He only lights up around these shady fucking guys. And those guys hang out there forever. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's a bodega.
You know who's been here a really long time?
Buy your lotto ticket or your shitty food and get out.
Oh my God, the lotto here is so hardcore.
Yeah.
Hardcore. And only, like, there's everybody sells lotto tickets. Mm-hmm. Everybody has it, like all bodegas. But there's always like the one where all the shitty lotto people go to and they hang out outside. There's one over here, you know where it is, right by the train. And there's one by mine, also by the train, you know, the shitty area that I live in. And, those lotto places, there's always somebody buying some kind of instant lotto, tomorrow lotto, and a week lotto. And
these numbers, make sure you get these right. You're not, you're, just give them your money.
Right. And they expect to lose.
Yeah.
They go, why not? Let's make Friday a Monday. Here's my money. Fuck you. They curse at each other. They, you know, please just leave. Enough already. And then, the guy's like, I want another ticket. Box it and get it right. And then these aren't the numbers I said. This is the fucking numbers. And some other guy's not worried.
How many times do I have to tell you, Mama, I came here last week?
Yeah, okay, great. Just don't stab me. I don't know.
It's true. The bodega guys are just like, oh, God. And then they see like, I think I'm one of the normal people that comes, you know. Meanwhile, all I buy is like blunt wraps at my bodega. So I fit right in a way. But it's different because I'm like one of the few females in there. Everyone else literally is just going 5 over 2 and a 3 and a 4. But, you know, get me ahead of this guy. I was here first. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, he goes 10. And I'm like, yeah. And then I leave. And he almost never is happy. Yeah. Every once in a while, he's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, oh, quick smile. This is weird, you know?
I'm going to get something free. Yeah. I love Frank Sinatra. Please.
But I'm just like, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable about the smile. And then I do. But by then, he's done with the smile because he realized he shouldn't have smiled because he's not supposed to in the bodega. And so I feel like he probably smiles, but he just like can't engage with these people. So he has to deadpan the whole time. Oh, yeah.
There must be bullshit constant. It's always bullshit o'clock. Yeah.
Everyone's trying to talk to you like, because they're just hanging out.
Yeah. Then there's the other bodega, the guy under the train. He's a young Middle Eastern guy. And this is the one he's let me steal gum. Like,
he lets me steal gum.
I see it and I'm like, oh, I don't have. And he's like, oh, next time, sweetheart.
But he doesn't look at you going, why do you keep coming in without money?
No, because he loves it. Because he works there. He doesn't give a shit. Like, these businesses are barely. I'm like, how are they still open? What is your rent? $5? Like, everything's always expired. And they must be drug fronts, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
Or partially
some of them.
Yeah. But I'm like, they're all stale chips and like these weird off brand shit where I'm like, who buys this?
And the one that you're talking about, literally all the crackheads hang out.
Yeah.
Like they're strung out, they're falling.
Yeah. It's a room, it's all dirty. Everything is dirty.
And everybody outside that bodega seems like they live there. Outside the bodega.
Sure.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. They sleep on the porch, they get up and they work at the bodega the morning after.
They think they work at the bodega, sure. Yes.
They're helping.
Yes.
How do you think homeless people meet? I mean, obviously just in their house, so to speak, but do you think they include a new person, or a new person says, hey, homeless, I'm homeless. And
there's an app and you swipe right.
Sure.
And during the begging days, you know, hours, I won't come in here. But right now, can we bitch about everything?
Sure. Yeah, they must just meet on the streets. I feel like there's one homeless guy. There's the guy by the bank who always has the signs.
Yes.
And he's always sleeping on the ground. And
is he
like
kind of young, that guy?
There's one medium age, like 40s, but like a hard 40. And then there's a younger one who's like closer to that bodega. And they both just sleep on the streets, which is like, you know, I guess that's where you sleep. But their shit's out there. I'm surprised people don't rob them. Or maybe they do. Or maybe they have protection from these bodega people. Maybe they're in the bodega mob. And Rosario is the head. And there's this whole network. I don't know.
Like, hey, nobody's tried to rob my buddy in a year. Mm-hmm. Boring. Yeah, cappuccino. Why would I take such a complicated job when I'm just trying to do some mob kind of stuff?
Can I pay with a credit card?
Okay, how about cash? How about I just leave? All right, I don't know what
that's
to
what
do.
You do. You wear them down. So that's what I did with this young Middle Eastern guy. I also told him I was Canadian. I act real dumb and I tell them I'm Canadian. And they love me immediately because like, you're just this dumb young girl and I need to help you because you don't know what to do. I'm like, that's fine.
How do you act dumb? Because how would I act smart?
Just like my voice goes higher. Like, can I get on? Just like,
don't finish your sentences and start questions all the time.
Yeah. Like when it is.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then
like, do you think that I'm not sure how to? And they're like, here.
Do you know what this chain is?
I'm not sure how to turkey, too. On what kind of roll, sweetheart? Two turkey on roll.
I'm sorry. You've got to apologize. You need to respect them. You have to apologize constantly. The minute you walk in there, you have to apologize. Like saying grace as you enter the door. I'm so sorry for being here.
I'm sorry. Is cheese a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, we do have cheese.
I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Thank you. I'm dumb. Please give me free things. So I get free things from this young, hip Muslim guy. And I mentioned I'm Canadian and he's from Toronto, I think. Next week I come and he's got a black eye. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, I'm like, that's okay. He doesn't explain what happens. Now he's gone.
Two strikes. Mob rules.
I seriously think he is. Oh, no. I think he disrespected the Polish guy.
Yeah, I had a place. I had a store close to my last apartment, and you know, none of the refrigerators work.
Mm-hmm. Everything's moist and warm.
I got candy. He didn't know how to ring it up. Yeah. And then I see the candy's expired, but candy lasts for 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
The shit they sell us. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, that's, do I extort them? What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, this is expired. You're expired. Get right out.
Yeah, you're about to be like my dear friend.
Right.
Yeah, he's gone. Now, there's the young population, which is like, they're like Jersey Shore type people.
Less intense, I think.
Less intense, but they're still in the same realm. They're all wearing the hair gel, but they grew up here, so they feel like they own these streets.
Yes.
For sure. But they're like bridge and tunnel, but they're from the city, so all their girls are all like dolled up. The guys are always like arms around them, jewelry, you know, greasy hair, deep V's, very, very just like just trashy, you know, and loud. They're always like really drunk mm-hmm. at night. And there's this guy, short, really short. He drives a red Corvette.
I noticed that you always notice short guys.
Because they act like fucking dude. Because they react so weirdly to me.
Oh, I know.
Of course.
Because I don't know. I'm just as short as the short people.
Sure. So. You're part of the north. Yeah. You're not. You're still a woman. So you're below them. And you're small. So like, I don't care. But I'm bigger than them. So it's God. They don't know what to do.
Do they think you're laughing at them as if you weren't tall enough already without sure. your platform?
Uh-huh. And I am laughing at them and they know.
Oh, okay.
I laugh at them all day, every day. I run around the neighborhood just laughing and laughing. This guy has a red Corvette. It has two fins on the back
right.
and then a third fin in the middle. Your car has three fins.
It goes underwater.
Yes. It's like a spaceship.
Right.
And it has the doors. This guy does not look rich, you know? It has the doors that open like batwards, like up, like the Batmobile.
That's, what do you call it? Suicide doors.
Yeah, his suicide doors. And I'm like, who's going to be this bad? I see this car. I'm like, who's going to be the bad motherfucker that comes out of this car?
Yeah, that's usually the correlation.
Sure, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get a license plate that says small dick on it? Because like, come on. Come on, man.
I have a car like that. The back has a bumper sticker. My other car is my penis.
The funniest is when Andrea goes, like when she first started coming around, we'd get a text like, I don't know, at 1 a.m, like, do you guys know about Steinway Street? It's like the most popular street on here. But I'm like, yes, we're going to hear about Steinway.
Because what the fuck is that shit?
You tell me, what
Steinway
is it?
Steinway is like is one bodega. It's a street that is just one bodega. Right,
but if you go in the back of it, they sell the nice pianos.
Sure. It was chandeliers and nightclubs, shitty nightclubs, strip club. There's waterfalls. We're in Queens. This is not the city. And then all these, there's this one like sports bar near my gym that's called like Focazzo's or something. There's a car. There's half a car on the front of the awning.
Like it's coming out of
yeah,
the
like
building.
Yeah, like it's
crashing into the building.
Giant spoons as like pillars.
You know what?
Where did you buy this shit?
They don't plan it out because what restaurant owner goes, you know what? A car crashing through the building. I get, no, you're at some kind of a
like trade yard, fair
or a yard sale, right? And you go, hey, what if we put that half a car into the building?
It's noticeable.
Yeah. Oh, giant spoons. We have a restaurant.
It'll get traffic.
Right. Come into our building any which way.
I just love that because she discovers it. She uh-huh. takes a picture and just sends it and goes, what the fuck is this?
Well, I mean, it's fucking crazy to me.
Can we post these pictures?
You can buy drapes and also half a pig in the same store.
It's true.
I was talking to Xerxes about it and he was like, you could find some, if you went to Steinway, you could find someone who would kill someone for you. If you went to two stores, you would find someone within those two stores.
Oh, yeah. He was talking about the 2-degree separation of getting someone to kill in Astoria.
Yeah. They're all weird mobsters. They all know a guy, but they're also businessmen, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Same. I used to go to this restaurant, Keith. It was a nice steak restaurant. The guy that worked there went to my school. He was like all of these people, like, oh, I'll hook you up. And I'm like,
Hooking everyone up with more car things? What?
Yeah. A guy said to me, he's like, I'll hook you up. And I'm like, thanks, buddy. How do you mean? Don't even worry about it. Yeah, I never found out what. Just like, don't worry about it. You got it.
Yeah, I feel like there's human trafficking happening that I don't even know. And then on top of it, there's weird religious people too, which I'm used to from Brooklyn. I had the Hasids, but here it's like Islamic women in burqas and stuff. And that's very weird because I see all the women in burqas and then like the Guidos with the sports cars and they're all out at the same time. It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And the burqa lady's like chilling with the other burqa lady, whispering. And then there's the Guido. I'm like, how do you all live together?
Yeah. When Land was living around here, he first moved here to that area. He moved like down the block from where you're talking about. And so he's just like trying to find some sort of cafe to go in, do his homework or something like that. And he steps into, and this is when he wasn't passing his mail, steps into the store and they go, no. Just no.
You know, the burqa, obviously it's oppressive, but you can gossip and nobody knows who's really talking.
All the secrets are under that burqa.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, what an asshole. Like, who said that?
Well, I'm like, they all seem like they're having business meetings. They're all standing in circles, either the burqa gals or the burqa guys, and their kids or something. This was the same in Williamsburg. It's the same thing.
There's never just one person on the street.
No, never.
Yeah.
You got to be in a weird group because you're all like afraid that somehow the liberals will get you. I feel like they look at me like, what's this fucking liberal going to do?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You're half naked around like a bunch of burqas and some horny little teenagers that are going to the club.
And I'm like, let's just see what happens.
This is the other
How
side.
How are all you freaks going to react? Staring sounds good.
You don't think you're going to find your hubby over there?
No, I don't see my... Maybe, I mean, I could become the Queen of Steinway. I could just give up all career aspirations, start blowing out my hair, get the weird dress. They all wear the, like, wrap dresses and the heel. They're all, like, done up, these women. And then the guys are always drunk and be like, blah, blah, you know.
How's your gym?
My gym is... I mean, my bag got stolen the first week at the gym. Right. So it was a real Steinway welcoming.
Steinway.
Yeah.
So funny.
A fucking circus.
That car out of the building is hilarious.
Uh-huh. It's fun. I mean, I love it all. It's like very exciting, but it's like ridiculous. I'm enjoying observing it because it's New York and New York's like filled with all of this stuff and more. And that's why I love it. But
and it's all, to me, it feels safe. Like we are talking about like fronts for drugs and mob guys. But my father.
They don't want to use their business.
Yeah. My father, when he's around these guys, he sounds like that too because there is like an ego level. There's like, we're all good, like sort of thing. And it's like one time my dad was coming for a visit and he like wouldn't tell me why. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know, your dad's in the mob. Like, right. You understand that. Right. And I'm just like, you know what? I have not could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't want to tell me why he's here.
Your mom was a burqa gal. What was he doing? Well, she was burqa-ing it up on the street.
I don't know that she was a burqa gal, but she has the mentality of a burqa gal.
Did she wear...
No. No, like, she was never in Iraq.
Really, really conservative clothing, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on the conservative side. Not, like, Hasidic or anything, but she wouldn't, like, wear mini skirts or...
Yeah.
She would wear, like, what she considers mom gear, you know? Like, always done up, always put together. Like, I'm always ironed. Everything's always in place. She never goes out without, you know... Fresh, lovely clothing, that kind of thing, but not.
Did your dad wear suits?
No, he's a very casual guy. In fact, he doesn't like anything but V-necks.
Do you think he knows Rosario?
Yes,
yeah.
I do. They know a lot of these people in Astoria.
Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, they used to come and hang out here. They used to go to clubs here. They used to go to restaurants with their friends. Yeah, the
clubs.
Yeah. But they have like the special nightclubs for the foreigners where you'd have like the band that they know and all their friends would come and it would be like a table for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's this one under the train. It has like this crazy awning that's like seems like it's built out and there's like bottle service and there's all and everyone is dressed up to the nines and they're listening to like techno or music that I've like never heard before and it's packed.
Yeah, they really knew how to party. Seriously, my parents would come home at like 4 a.m. I could rely when they left, and this is how I started sneaking out of the house. I'm like, they're not coming back until between 2 and 4, so I got to get home around 1:30.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they went to those clubs.
Not the techno ones, but they're but they did like Greek music.
The techno ones are the new version of what that's the old ones are?
For the kids.
Sure.
Yeah, that's not for, like, the grown adults. They had Middle Eastern, Greek music, like all the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. And so their friends were like from...
It's perfect.
That is the song.
I gotta go. It does sound bad that I'm like, these immigrants and their hilarious lives.
Listen to their music. Oh, my goodness.
Some sand with your drink, my dear.
You noticed there was a... There's a coffee shop close, a nicer coffee shop, but they have this hot woman worker.
Oh, yes.
Who's this?
Go ahead.
And everybody that works there fawns and falls all over her. Like, did your customers just say soup? I'll get the soup.
Yeah, it's hilarious. There's this one, I remember when she started training, everyone was like frothing at the mouth to teach her. Like, she couldn't even... press a button without every guy, and they're all wearing fedoras because they have to.
Oh, that place.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, and they're like, let me out, Paul. And then I saw
a juice is a beverage we sell, like coffee, but cold.
They all carry her around like she's in a chair. And they carry her around.
These are young people too.
Yeah, and she's like, she's I don't know if she's Middle East. There's something like a little, she's not.
Most of the people there speak Greek.
Sure. She's some sort of flavor.
Oh my God.
You know, compared to me. I am the Canadian. I'm the great white North here. I don't know.
Uh-huh. But so like, she's off white.
Uh-huh. She's off white, but she like has her hair done. She's beautiful. But like everyone around, it's like they all want to marry her and they're all trying to like.
Through getting the crackers from my soup. Yeah, right,
exactly.
They grab the crackers, give them to me, and I go, I think you got it.
Uh-huh, yes. And I'm like, she must know. Of course, you know, every beautiful woman knows when people are behaving a certain way around them. But the other day, there was a guy, it was so good. There's a customer who just kept talking to her, like, so where else do you work, and like what days, and like blah, blah. It was starting to get like borderline creepy. I'm like, should I call the cops? And then, he finally leaves her, and I'm kind of looking at her being like, like nodding, smiling, yeah. Being like, please make this fucking weird dude go. I work around here. You're really beautiful. Just like, ugh. And then.
Do they understand that she's trapped behind that?
Yes. Yes, they do. They do understand because I order, and then I'm off to the side, like watching it, kind of like trying to make eye contact with her. Like, I know what's going on. He comes back. He asks her for a hug.
No.
Over the counter.
And he had to get the balls today. He's like, I'm going to ask. No, not today. I was at Landmark and they said, today you do it. Oh. And I have people that I have to, I'm accountable to, my team, on our weekly calls. And I'm going to say,
and
you know what?
She wants it.
That's the thing. See, let's say you have a group, like a Landmark or something like this, and people ask for advice and they're like, I want to say hi to this woman. I'm so shy and I want to give her, you know what, John? Give her a hug.
No, John, reach over the register.
Right. John doesn't tell the whole story.
Yeah, there's a counter. There's snacks that he's like knocking over. I wanted to say goodbye and I'm looking at it like.
And he pulls a henda saying hi.
Yeah. I got it. I want to rub my body against yours.
Can I rub my body against yours? Yeah. What? A hug.
I'd like to say goodbye. And I'm looking at it like, no, God, no. And we make eye contact. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry.
And what does she say? Does she hug?
Yeah. And she's looking so... she's looking so upset about the whole thing.
Can we decide that guys never get to ask for the hug? We'll let you know.
Sure.
We'll be.
Don't go for hug when no one wants that.
Like you said, I just want to rub my body against your body.
I would like your tits on me.
Could our chest touch?
I want to say goodbye.
How do I do it?
No.
Unless we rub bodies. I can rub your arm, I guess. You rub my arm, I rub your arm. Let's just hug.
Ew.
We know what that word is.
And I wonder what her life is like, because she seems like kind of complicit in some of it, because I'm sure she gets great tips.
She sounds young.
Yeah, but I'm like, I wonder if she goes home and she's like, this bullshit, you know, or if she's kind of like half in, half out. I don't know.
She showers with a Brillo.
Uh-huh.
What would you do if that guy asked for a hug?
Get the fuck. Well, that's the thing. Like, yeah. I'm so far past this. I mean, I do play it up in the bodegas because I got to be connect. I got to be plugged into the network.
Sure.
Obviously.
It's the neighborhood.
I need my connects.
They'll kick you out.
Sure.
Have you ever been the pretty dumb person in a bodega, and then you see another pretty person like, pretending to be dumb.
Turf.
And she's like, sesame seeds? And you're like, you bitch.
Get the fuck out of here. I take her out back and kill her.
You can't give gum to everybody. And I was, this is my stupid turf.
These are my idiots.
You find your own idiots.
I spent months. I've been dropping things and picking things up.
Oh my God, you didn't even rub his body and you got free gum.
Get the fuck out.
Rub a body.
Yeah.
Can I rub again? That's what you're doing. Do you want to go out? No, sorry. Thanks for asking. Okay. Should we rub bodies?
Can I get a hug?
I've seen that. I've seen guys do that. Like, okay, so I can get a hug, right? I mean, that'll keep me going for tonight.
Well, the thing is, maybe sometimes people used to do this a little bit to me when I was younger, but I think that now my face, when I'm out in the world, has like, don't even try it, or like, I dare you to try it. You know what I mean?
Either way.
This is going to be fun for you. Because I was even looking at this. He was doing the body rub thing, and I'm looking at him like, what the fuck? Mm. And he looked right away from me because he's like, yeah, I know.
You're going to ruin this for me.
Yeah.
Does that hug feel good? Like, what are you getting out of that?
I touched a woman. I'll think about that tonight, I guess.
Sure. And you get a rise out of... I think he thinks that she's being coy. Like, I can't because I'm working.
Right.
Oh, so my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. Do it.
Yeah.
And if you get fired, we'll run away.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. That dialogue is sincere.
Rosario will shelter us, and then we'll move into Steinway. We'll open a business and sell ham and curtains.
And we'll have two cars crashing into the building. Thank you for calling me as a restaurant designer. What were you looking for? Something medical looking, like a fine steakhouse, or maybe cars crashing into the building? I could see. Well, what are we looking?
That's the awning. Like, if you wanted shelter from rain, you're under their car that's crashing into their building.
It's the best.
Before we go, talk about like this weekend you're going with your dad for the weekend.
I
want your pre-thoughts, and then next week we'll have your post-thoughts.
You guys don't get along.
No, I mean, if you saw us, you'd be like, they seem fine.
Okay.
Because I'm like just riding it out. So I'm white knuckling the whole situation. Like, he'll be like, well, you're still not number one on iTunes. And I'll be like, that is a good point. You are right. Still not good enough. But
But you know what's funny is he didn't get that gauge.
No.
Like, where is he getting that from?
Yeah, he wouldn't know what that means anyway.
Yeah. So you could just be like, I'm number one on iTunes now.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm all of iTunes.
I did it. I bought iTunes.
It's iTunes. You don't know.
You haven't
got the update.
Their logo's my head.
Yeah.
It's not an Apple anymore.
My father used to do that all the time. And I'm like, you don't even know what I do for a living, but you know that I'm already disappointing you.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you don't know what business I run. You like legitimately don't even know.
You suck.
You don't know what genre of work I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I don't know what you're doing. And I'm like, I know, but you mean it like I'm ruining my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't even know. Like, it's not that you don't know what a podcast is. You don't know that I record. You don't know that I talk. You don't know that I do anything.
Ew, you talk.
But you know that I suck.
Do you want me to know?
Right.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's so I have a lot of problems with him, like who he is and whatever, you know. It's been detailed pretty much. But
you guys seem to have a certain level of respect where you respect what he sees when he says you're not number one on iTunes.
Like, sure.
You respect that there's a hustle, that if you kill that hustle, that's where you are. But he doesn't see you can be fully, beautifully successful without being on the top of iTunes.
Sure. I mean, it'll be a lot of staring. There's going to be a lot of staring.
What if, since being intelligent doesn't work in your communication with him, you treat him bodega dumb?
Oh, interesting.
I do treat him bodega dumb sometimes. Yeah, totally. That's what, because we don't have anything to talk about. We don't have anything in common. There's these huge elephants in the room. Like, he knows that I don't like his wife. He knows that, like...
Wow, you just called her fat.
Oh, she would die. She's, believe me, she's not fat. Skeletor City. She's got him on these weird diets. She's like, Gord, we got to do yoga in the... You're crazy. Anyways.
It's exactly what he wants.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. She's like a live-in hooker, but... So she, like, I will never fully be
Andrea able to- doesn't know how to not call what she's looking at exactly what she thinks.
Right?
And it's just like, if she's going to open her mouth, that's why you're just staring, because you're like, if I open my mouth right now.
Oh, I'll lose it. Yeah. I can't fully be me because you will die. And so we'll stare and we'll talk about the only thing we talk about is like business and my career. And he's super supportive of that. And like, he's been financially supportive of me in the past. So I'm like, I will be grateful for these avenues of support. A lot of people don't get that. A lot of people's parents abuse them, whatever. That's not a best case scenario either. But I'm like, these are the nice things.
You might as well be grateful while you're around him.
You give me good advice. He's been through a lot of things in his life. So he does have a lot of wisdom in certain areas. I'm like, how do you function? Mm-hmm. In some areas, I'm like, you're a very successful person. You're inspiring in some ways. How we're going to hang out in nature together for 3 days.
Do you have plans? Like, are you like, first we'll go skydumping, then we'll go on
skydumping. Yeah.
You really do play dumb, right?
Sure. I'll take a day and a half in the spa. I'll fall ill. He used to like get hotel rooms. When he would come to New York, he would get me a hotel room in the same hotel as him, so I couldn't avoid him. Like, he'd be like, now you can't stay in Brooklyn because you're in the same hotel as me. And I'd pretend that I was sick and then like order room service and invite my boyfriends over to have sex. I got to get mine.
It's the balance.
Sure.
Yeah. But have you thought of that? Because like, it's like Keith, you said on the show, intervention or what? Not intervention. Whatever, where they have to get clean and sober and they're celebrities.
Right.
Celebrity rehab?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they put a lot of activities together. Yeah.
That's what we'll be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be kayaking, canoeing. We're going to be.
Canoeing is a lot of time staring, sure, also. Right.
There's going to be a lot of staring.
Okay.
But.
Do one of those things where like you got to fall back and trust each other.
Right. He's half 1 foot in the grave. He dies. It's somehow my fault. Yeah, that's what I need to end. You know, I don't know. We're staying in a beautiful resort. I'm sure there'll be plenty to do. I also I ask him about his life when he was younger. I'll ask him about his business. There's interesting stuff to talk about there. He's very, if you met him, you'd probably like him. You'd be like, this guy's great conversationalist. He's very charismatic. So I just got to keep it in that lane.
Yeah.
I used to like get upset. Like I would expect him to be warm or like to be able to connect with me really. And then as I've gotten older, I'm like, he hasn't ever been good at that. So
it's not his personality.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I tell my dad, stop acting like we're family.
Right.
Treat me like I'm a stranger. Impress me.
Right. Don't treat me like shit all the time.
Actually, I do think once your children become adults, you should treat them a little like you don't know them because you don't. And right. Then you'll actually get to reconnect and know them. Like, and then they'll respect you for who you are. It's like you said, if you keep expecting your dad to be warm, you're going to keep getting disappointed and he's going to keep not giving you something that he can't possibly. Sure. So why bother?
And it's also like his health is never great and it hasn't been in the past few years. So he's getting more and more sentimental and I can tell that he like wants that connection or he feels lonely. And so someone's like, why are you doing this? And I'm like, because he is my father. If he really is like close to the end in some way, I gotta like put some shit aside because it would be cruel to be like, no, fuck you. You know, like at a certain point,
Well, you weighed it. It would make more sense to you mentally, like health-wise.
Sure.
To go.
And I'd feel, it's a catch-22.
And his wife is not coming.
Oh, yeah. She's not allowed.
But that's like a big deal because then he doesn't have that filter, which I think is...
Well, it's understood that like her and I don't spend time alone together. And, you know, I set that boundary years ago. But for me, it's like, I'll see him, I'll be anxious, I'll be depressed and anxious beforehand, and then it'll be afterwards too. And then with his health stuff and him being like, we got to hang out and being all guilty and weird about it, I'm like, well, this is hurts in another way. As soon as I was like, let's make plans, I felt better because I'm like, I'm alleviating the guilt of feeling like an asshole too. Even though like, you don't deserve it super, but like,
but this compromise,
it's going to make me feel better. Yeah. You know, it's all shitty. So this will at least be the least painful.
Everyone's doing something for themselves. He wants to bond with you. So he's putting this together. Mm-hmm. And you want to give him that because that's what it is. Because
I need to be able to breathe for the next 6 months.
Look at that. I can't have my breathing pass.
Trachea closing up. I'm having anxiety attacks every 30 seconds. I don't know why.
So let's say the people listening to this show want to encourage you while you're away this weekend. You're listening to it on Thursday. And are you already away on Thursday?
No, I leave Friday morning super early.
Okay, so now you have the timing. Tweet at her, at Andrea Comedy, any words of encouragement.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, I think, you know, it sounds really corny, but you start getting those tweets and you're like, you know what? I know what I'm coming home to. Like, I know this is all very silly and I know that, like, this is just a moment in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think it really helps. So
thank you.
Let's do that.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Tweet out. Don't forget to blink. Maybe that'll hit during one of the steering contests. If there's maybe there's a national steering contest. You and your dad could win the cars and stuff.
Hey, do you like color? Yeah.
Oh, tweet at her topics that she should talk about with her dad. Safe topics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Business. That's a good one. Bring board game. No. No, that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
Never mind. How could you be so stupid?
Because I'm the best at this game. And everyone blows up.
Oh, yeah. He used to try to teach me math. Like, I'm terrible at math. And he used to try to, like, tutor me. And then by the end, it'd be like, I don't get how you don't get it. Like, well, this is great. As fun as this is.
Yeah, my dad said,
very good.
If you want to get a license, you have to take a driver's course. And I said, yeah, of course. He said, my driver's course. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, I have a 72-hour driving course. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. How do you have this?
Does he smoke fake cigarettes while he's teaching you?
He's like, oh, I didn't mean to fake blow that in your face. I have a 72-hour driving course. I'm like, you just invented this just now.
It's a 72. He doesn't want the 72 virgins. He wants a 72-hour course. And you know it's just a way to hang out with you because you won't otherwise.
Right. Uh-huh. And he goes, and I'm like, but in a row?
We just drive straight for son. 72.
No, son, no. Over time, 72 hours. Not that he made a list and broke it down and there's 6 hours for knowledge and 4 hours to city traffic and 4 hours to country, a parking lot. No, it was just, 72. I hear that number in movies.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what we're going to do. We lasted half an hour. Then I moved out.
And somebody else will teach me daddy.
He was so upset that I was driving without his 72-hour really? Course. I was so upset.
Your dad is funny. Like, my dad belittles me, but he is a very successful person, so it still hurts, but part of me, like, still respects him. But it seems like your dad belittles you, but then has a fake church and, like, digs holes and fake smokes. It must be so much... Like, you're in, like, how are you not, like, you're a fucking idiot. I can't say that because you're my parent. Like, it must be so cringeworthy.
It's a challenge that he doesn't thank me for enough.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, he wanted to, and I believe now he thinks that he was right. When you get married in the church, you have to have a class with the priest, and they get personal, and they'll talk about how often you have sex, this kind of thing, to make sure everything's on the up and up. He wanted to do that. Between me and Catherine.
Oh, God.
You're like, fuck it, yes.
Yeah, he's like, when we'll get personal, but this will help. I'm like, you're really putting that out there.
Uh-huh.
And he puts it out there as if I brought it up. He's like, and son, I will have the classes with you.
Oh, my God. Have you told them yet?
No, that I'm divorced now.
Because you could tell them it's because you didn't take the class.
Right. I said, you know what? I will say that. Maybe that'll get a chuckle.
Mm-hmm. He's getting his bits ready.
Uh-huh.
Right. You have to. You have to do it like it's stand up. And next thing you know, you're off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have a real conversation.
What's the deal with my broken marriage?
I say, hey, before we start the call, I'm going to give you your two drinks now. And I'll just put the check here. There's no rush.
Please don't talk.
And how are you?
Please stare and don't. Right. Very little talking.
You didn't tell anyone in the family yet?
No, I've been kind of ignoring phone calls and like today, some text. Happy October. Tell it to you and Catherine. And then I said,
I feel like she told them and they're just messing with
probably.
You.
Probably. I believe she did. Probably.
And she I go, told them through Instagram.
Right. And I said, you know what? This week. Well, I'll give you a call this week, but I'm doing good.
So what's the day, Keith?
What is a week, right? Calendar week.
Yeah, I do this too. And when
business days.
What time?
When I call him and it goes to voicemail, what sweet bliss is that?
I say I'll try again in another month.
Uh-huh. I can't call right now because I'm walking around and
I hang up when they pick up. I only leave messages. Oh, sorry, I missed you. And you hear them pick it up, and I quickly put it down because they have an old school answering machine.
Hello, click.
Oh, shit. I didn't know now. I thought now that you can't do that. Bye.
Do you want to practice with us? We'll be your mom and dad.
Yeah, I would love that. Okay, so that's Andrea's show. And that's Andrea's neighborhood. And that's What's Up.
Hey.